Cherry pulls the carriage into a paddock. She unhitches the horses, then comes around to the back. Okay, we need to ask a few questions, and this is going to be quick but delicate. So for now, go ahead and take the big guy, the guy in the robes, and let's say the guy with the bow and arrow, into the house. Make sure they stay tied up, but otherwise let them be comfortable. And then Elvis, honey, in the meanwhile, can you grab me the little one and take him to the shed?
Which way is the shed?
Skeeves goes, whoa, hey, why am I going to the shed?
Why is he going to the shed?
Oh, I need to ask him a few questions, and it's always better to ask them separately so they can't collaborate. While I'm at it, it's a good thing that you brought it up. You need to separate the other three. I don't want them to talk to each other, so keep them in different rooms.
Are you gonna torture them?
Skeeves goes, yeah, are you gonna torture me? Cherry goes, oh, okay, now look. There's different definitions of torture. You know, a child thinks that being made to wait for 5 minutes is a form of torture.
Okay, but is he going to define what you're about to do as torture?
Well, I don't know him very well. Yet. No, hold on, you don't have to torture me. I'll tell you everything. Perfect, I love simplicity. But I'd like for you to tell me alone. So, Elvis, to the shed, please.
Okay. Come on, Skeeves.
No, okay, kid, you're too young to be torturing people. She's gonna scoop my guts out.
Oh, gosh. Miss Cherry, you're not gonna scoop his guts out, are you?
Elvis, that would be illegal.
Unless you were in single combat, right?
I mean, if you formally declare a duel, there are laws for that, but we're not going to do that.
She says it's okay, guy. Just don't declare a duel.
No, look at me, man. You take me into that shed, you lock me in there, I will not come out the same man I went in.
Oh, actually, that is a scary thought. Miss Deckard, this guy is a thief, which means that he can transform into the likeness of other people, which means that he might transform into you and pretend to be you.
That is an important piece of information. Thank you, Elvis.
Yeah, and he should also be an expert of escapology, so the rope won't hold him for long.
Also important, and frustrating. Looks like we'll have to take some extra precautions. Do any of the others have skills I should
be worried about? The mage over there can do spells.
I figured that.
Elvis, it's called prestidigitation, or sleight of hand. It's not actual magic, it just looks like
it. Are you going to be like this every time somebody brings up magic?
Yes, because no one is listening to me.
Because you're being stupid.
Everyone says that about a genius until he's proved right, and then they say, wow, he was ahead of his time.
You're ahead up your ass.
Okay, we'll keep his hands bound, so if he has to rely on runes, that'll be off the table. And I tell you what, when I come to meet you again, I'll give you a hand signal. She turns Skeeves around, and she shows you the hand signal. She goes, if you see that, then you know it's me. So there we are. Come along, Mr. Skeeves.
Okay, I guess I escort Skeeves to the shed.
All right, the rest of you guys... get in the house.
Very firm, Paul. If I were your captive, I would be utterly terrified.
Well, you know, a little backup from the 9-foot lizard would help.
Fine. All right, all of you, run away.
They exchange glances.
Don't run away.
No, Paul, you don't understand. It's reverse psychology. They don't want to cooperate with us, so if I tell them to run, they'll stay here.
What do you think they are? Where do you think we... what do you think is going on?
We've kidnapped a bunch of people, and we're now guarding them while our lawyer tortures them, while saying she's not going to torture them so that it seems like we have plausible deniability.
You don't know she's torturing him.
Oh, yeah, sure. Maybe she's gonna make him sit down for 5 minutes, and like a toddler, that'll drive him crazy. I'm pretty sure a court is gonna understand that we knew what was going on.
Then how is this funny to you? How are you not stressed out? I'm itchy. Are you itchy? Because I'm itchy.
Because, Paul, you're still entertaining this delusional fantasy that you have to go back to the Temple of Glute and get along with your boss, Namir, whereas you could just go live in a cave and be equally happy.
Not everybody can live in caves, Lowry. I know that you think you found the solution to modern problems, but not everybody gets along with a cave.
As I understand it, the god Glute would praise you for living in a cave and cutting yourself off from all these modern comforts. They're making you weak. Glute thinks so, and I think so.
Okay, you know what? I can tell that you're taking an amateur and one-sided reading of the philosophy. Because, okay, yes, Glute does say that we should separate ourselves from material needs, but he also says that juxtaposition is important. You need to be able to separate yourself from material needs. That means having enough comforts to be comfortable so that you can know what you can do without. That's why Glute also encourages helping the sick and the needy, so that they have enough to know what they can do without.
I think you're just reading Glute so that you feel good about having your 3 square meals a day.
We are supposed to build up our body and our strength, and that requires food and protein!
Yeah, well, when you understand the religion as well as I do, you'll come around.
I hate you. You are my least favorite person, you know that?
Blandar says, hey, if you want me to beat him up, You can untie me. I'll do it.
Shut up, Blandar!
I'm just saying, we could be friends, okay?
Do you hear that? Do you hear that, Lowry? Have you ever heard the saying, with friends like these, who needs enemies?
Look, I am not the one who accepted money to follow you around. I would never.
You follow me around all the time.
Yeah, but not because I'm paid to.
Elvis, you get Skeeves to the shack, and then Cherry says, all right, that's enough. I'll do the rest. I'll come get you when I'm ready.
Okay, I go back to the others.
Okay, you return, and Paul and Lowry are having an argument. The other three guys are standing outside. They haven't been put in yet.
Hey, guys. Did you decide to enjoy the weather? I saw that Cherry has a patio. Do you want to go there?
No, I don't want to sit on the patio.
Oh, okay. Well, then we have to take these guys inside.
Okay. All right. Everybody, choose a guy. You're in charge of watching that guy.
Okay, I choose Sassafras. I haven't heard him talk yet at all, which means he has to listen.
Actually, Paul, I was thinking maybe we should all stick together and we could put them in rooms that are close by, because we get distracted so easily. And one of us could get overwhelmed by one of these guys.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I really like the one-on-one idea, but I'm just thinking about, you know, Blandar. He's gonna be so strong, and he could probably take my weapons away, and he could fight without weapons.
See, Elvis, I've told you a million times. Weapons are holding you back.
Well, that's why I have, like, 4 or 5 weapons now. And so I thought, okay, maybe Lowry could go and watch him, but Lowry would just let him escape.
Well, not right away.
And maybe Paul might be a good candidate to watch Sassafras, because they're both very agile. But I don't know who's more agile.
Well, okay, look, in like a theoretical fight, I am an actual catman, and he's just pretending to do what catmen do.
Well, that's kind of like a my dad would beat up your dad argument. And I always won those arguments because my dad would show up to enforce them. But the other kids, they always lost them. So that means that somebody has to lose those theoretical fights.
Your dad used to go along with my dad can beat up your dad fights.
Oh, he encouraged him. My dad was the scourge of the playground.
You have an unfortunate family life, Elvis.
Says the orphan.
Well, let's get these guys inside.
You guys take your hostages inside through the back door. On the first floor, Cherry's got a kitchen, a living room, a bedroom, a drawing room, and a closet.
Okay, Blandar goes in the bedroom. Nebuchadnezzar, you go in the drawing room, and then, I guess, Sassafras to the closet.
Sassafras could stay out here with us.
No, I want to have a private conversation.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Sassafras.
You guys push your hostages away into their respective rooms and close the doors.
Okay. I am not okay with this.
Well, Paul, in for a penny, in for a pound. We beat them up. We brought them here. We're assisting in their torture. We're complicit.
I said no illegal stuff. And the first thing that happens is it gets illegal.
It's not illegal, Paul. We have a lawyer. Lawyers make illegal things become legal.
No, they don't, Elvis. Lawyers are supposed to help you not do illegal things by understanding how illegal things are not technically illegal.
Isn't that the same?
Only to laymen.
Well, are you a lawyer?
No, but kidnapping cannot be allowed. That's got to be against the law.
Well, but Cherry is a lawyer, though, so if she says that we're not doing anything illegal, then there must be some technicality that makes this okay.
Elvis could be right, you know. Although, if he is right, and we are breaking a criminal law, we could still go to criminal court, but then we could sue Cherry in civil court.
It sounds like we're still doing crimes.
What does it mean if she's civilly liable?
Well, it means we could, like, sue her for money, which doesn't do me a lot of good. Or Paul, honestly.
Wait, how do you know?
I know the system is stupid, and I know a few reasons why it's stupid. For one, dividing the system into civil and criminal courts, that's very
stupid.
I mean,
how do you know anything about legal distinctions if you refuse to participate in the legal system at all?
What do you think, the first place I lived was a cave? I've tried squatting in other locations, and there's all this crap they suck you into. I've talked to lawyers.
Paul, I'm sure that once Cherry is done, we can ask her whether or not she's committing a crime blatantly, or if there's a loophole that makes this okay.
How do you have such faith in people, Elvis?
Oh, well, I just believe. And then sometimes it works out.
What about when it doesn't work out?
I try not to think about those times.
Cherry enters the room, pushing Skeeves ahead of her. She says, go ahead and get the other boys. Skeeves, why don't you tell your friends what you told me?
Oh, okay, get the other guys out.
Skeeves goes, I told her everything! I told her your names, your addresses, your family members! Nebuchadnezzar goes, Skeeves! No, wait, I'm not done! I told him your net worth! I told him your mother's maiden names! I told him the identity numbers on your guild badges!
Wait, we're supposed to have guild badges?
Yeah, you get yours in the mail after you sign up.
Well, I gave him a fake address. I didn't want him to mail my home address.
Oh, well, that was dumb, because you can't take jobs without your guild ID.
Man, how is it that we are winning and things get worse?
You were never winning in the first place, Paul.
Why am I never winning?
Blandar goes, Skeeves, I thought you'd be more tight-lipped than this. Skeeve says, "Are you kidding? We're not being paid enough to risk our life and limb for just watching these guys? You're not the one who got drowned. I was already drowned by this woman today. I'm not doing that twice." Cherry says, "Okay, I think we get the gist. So, Nebuchadnezzar, just step out in the back with me, unless you want to go to the shed." Nebuchadnezzar goes, "He told you everything?" Cherry goes, "Yep, but no one's off the hook until I hear it from a second source. So, let's go." Nebuchadnezzar sighs and goes outside with Cherry.
"Oh, wait, we didn't get the hand signal! Hand signal, hand signal!"
Cherry says, "Oh, right, I completely forgot." And she gives you the hand signal.
Phew, that felt way too easy for a second, thank you.
Well, we'll see if it all lines up, but if there's no problems, everyone can go home by tonight. Then Cherry goes outside.
So, Mr. Skeeves, sorry again about the drowning and the kidnapping and everything.
If it were within my ability, right now, I would jam an ice pick right up your butthole.
Well, in the interest of changing the subject, would you tell Cherry?
Oh, the other guys can't hear this. It'll mess up future interrogations if we have to do any.
Oh, Elthus, you are surprisingly on top of things with this.
This is adventure? I'm gonna be the best adventurer.
Well, either way, he's right. You go in the room there, and you go there, and Sassafras back in the closet.
You're just making him go in there because he's gay.
Honestly, I had no
idea. I'm just kidding. I have no idea what sexuality he is. Anyway, like I said, I told your friend everything.
But not Sassafras' sexuality, apparently.
Well, yeah, I didn't tell her things I don't know.
So who hired you?
Torvald.
That is a name that means nothing to me.
And you will be happier if you continue to know nothing about it. We should just leave now, Paul.
Your friend's got a point. Torvald is a guild ambassador. Means he hands out jobs to other guild members. Simple as that. The only way to get more information than that is to shake someone down who knows or to go into the guild filing system. Neither of which is going to lead you to a happy place.
Well, that's basically all we learned from talking to you at the pizza place.
Yeah, except now you have my guild ID number and my mother's maiden name.
Well, Paul, it almost seems like this entire endeavor is stupid.
I'm tired of hearing what you think is stupid, Lowry. You're stupid. Everything you say is stupid.
You're only angry because I'm correct.
I'm angry for a lot of reasons. Can't you use your philosophy to figure out that people can be stressed and stuff?
I use my philosophy to figure out ways we could not be stressed. Living in the woods, even. I would be fine with that. It doesn't have to be a cave.
My parents did not vanish into the woods, Lowry. Could you be helpful for like 5 seconds and focus on what it is that I want?
How about instead of being focused on wanting things, you want to refocus your interests on just general happiness? It's the path to enlightenment, Paul.
Cherry comes back in. Well, it all checks out. All the answers line up. Except that Nebuchadnezzar didn't know everyone else's guild IDs and mother's maiden names, but he did know his own.
Well, great. We broke the law and tortured people to learn nothing. We already knew all this stuff.
Mr. Paul, if you already knew their guild IDs, I wish you'd have told me. We could have saved a lot of time.
I mean, I didn't know that, but we already knew they got hired to watch us.
Well, 2 points. The first is that interrogating someone that you've apprehended for bounty hunting reasons is not illegal, so long as you don't, you know, torture them. And I didn't, so I upheld my bargain there. And 2, I don't believe we knew before that Torvald was the one who hired them out. Now we know their guild ambassador. More importantly than that, we know they were hired from the northeast side. So, now I can compose a list of likely culprits who would have hired these guys to follow you. And then we can work from there. Sometimes answers come quickly, and sometimes there's a bit more work. But this is a step forward. For example, you might be interested to know that one Chip Dougal lives on the northeast side, and that he often does his dungeoneering on the northeast side. Interesting? Maybe. We'll have to look into it.
How do we know that they were hired from the northeast side?
Oh, I'm sorry. Torvald works on the northeast side. They're all on the northeast side. I thought that was clear. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just taking a lot in.
Hold on. Do you know where Chip Dougal lives?
Well, it's not exactly a state secret, but yes. Why?
I want to know where Chip Dougal lives.
What are you going to do with that information?
You are on a need to know.
I think I need to know.
Yeah, hold on. You don't need to know where Chip Dougal lives.
Maybe I just want to go TP his house, or play Ding Dong Ditch.
That would be a very bad idea.
Just tell me where he lives.
Mr. Lowry, I strongly advise on not knowing where he lives, for your own safety.
Okay, I originally agreed to help you in exchange for nothing at all. I now change my mind. I want to work for information. The information I desire is the address of Chip Dougal.
Oh, my God.
Don't give it to him.
Well, look, if he really cares, like I say, it's not a state secret. He could figure it out. Skeeves goes, I'll tell him.
He'll tell me. He's the real hero here.
Okay, fine. If you're so intent, you'll accept this information as a payment.
Yes, it's all I care about now.
All right. Cherry gets out a piece of paper and she writes down the address.
I cannot read.
Well, then I cannot help you.
Okay, you know what? Fine, just give me the piece of paper.
She hands it to you.
What are you going to do with that?
I'm going to poop in a sack and I'm going to set it on fire.
Well, that's going to be an impending disaster. As for the rest of you, you're free to go home. Although, I think it should go without saying that, let's try to show some discretion about what happened here. Because after all, I know everything. Blandar goes, so we're free to go? That's what I mean.
Aren't they going to tell someone that we kidnapped them?
Oh, I doubt it. You boys don't want to spend all that time in court, do you? You just want to get back to your business? Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of money to be in court. This happens sometimes. It's fine. You're going to let us go.
Well, it all worked out in the end. I hope that we can be friends going forward, guys.
Ice pick, up your butthole.
Same to you, colleague.
Elvis, your family life has damaged your brain in ways I don't understand.
Conflict is just part of adventure.
I got some stuff to do. See you guys. I run out the door and start power walking my way up to the northeast side.
Hey guys, if you're enjoying the show, support on Patreon would help me a lot. You can find me under Don Somewhere or follow the link at donsomewhere.com.